W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Harrow by Joy Williams, narrated by Jamie Lamchick.
For Jay-Z. On the vehicle that transported them was written, "All creatures of whatever description, named or unnamed, are to be brought with us on the great journey." It was a perfect assurance becoming increasingly illegible. They believed themselves to be tourists. They wore sun hats and clutched sippy cups. "Oh," they'd exclaim. The rocks were pretty in a certain light. The air was pleasant. Was it not Socrates who doubted that a person was a human being at birth? He did so doubt. Those were the days when a human being was something to be aspired to. They didn't want to be told, shown, maybe. Each felt the others to be as inanimate as dolls. They appreciated the paradox of being together in this, but not really. In the distance, something wheeled slowly in the air. The beyond is in this life, a pretty exciting notion. They paid scant attention to the scrimshawed vehicle that transported them. That was the skin outside them. It was lost on them, really. The skein of ice on mud held patterns, too. Something fled in its shadow before them. They had come from other places, and the inevitable comparisons and confidences arose. They missed different things. They thought they'd see those things again here. Where are the antelopes with their lovely masks? Where are the milty streams? No one had brought a pen or a camera or a tin of paints. I left my paints behind. Could hardly do this justice, I thought. Yes, look at those canyon walls. When I first heard a cave breathe, I'll tell you, I was scared. Something like that breathing. Inhale, exhale. The holes just scream. Excuse me, we weren't talking caves, we were talking canyons. When my daddy had his cerebral hemorrhage, he couldn't talk no more, but he could scream and sing. That's the left, when it affects the left. Will this way go? That's canyoneering jargon. When they say, "I don't know if this way will go," they mean, I just got back from the desert. The American one, of course, was visiting my nephew, my sister's boy. He's got himself an eagle now. He'll kill anything to support that eagle. How did he come by that? Lottery. Now he's got to support it, which means feeding it. He shoots all manner of things for it, but he's got a connection at the grocery store who gives him stuff too, mostly ham. Have you ever seen anything stiller than a ham? I've certainly not. You'd think an eagle wouldn't care for anything that still. What else did you do in the desert, Danielle? Nothing stiller than a ham. That's funny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?